Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, April 24th. We're back. You're all in red today. The Lady in Red.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, wow. Did you ever see that movie?
I think it was called Lady in White.
No, Lady in Red.
I think it was Lady in White.
No, you're... Well, this is older than...
Yeah, but the movie's old.
It's an old movie.
Yeah.
But it's...
Is it a ghost movie?
No.
Oh.
No, it's with this beautiful actress... Kelly LeBrock, you probably don't know her. She was a model,
yeah,
and she was an actress and stuff. And it was kind of like the movie 10, where there was a beautiful woman and this guy was fantasizing about
her. I've never even heard of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, but there is a movie called Lady in White, but it's horrifying.
Yeah,
it's one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
But and there's a song Lady in Red also. So there you go. You know, people have thought about. Women
red?
Wearing red.
Yeah, I don't know why it's such a big color. Like when you wear a red lip, people make a big deal about it.
Because it stands out,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I love red. That's my favorite color, you know?
They tell you not to wear a red lip to a job interview. I'm like, why not?
Yeah. Because it's too much. Maybe
it's too sexual, I think.
Sexual,
yeah.
Or not even that, but they say red is the color of fire, you know? So in an interview, you want to keep it more like...
Subtle.
Subtle.
Like the color of brown.
Blues and whites,
yeah,
and brown.
Like a light tan.
Yeah, braise yourself. How boring, right?
Super boring.
Yeah, but no, if you have to wear red, I would, you know? I mean, if you feel that... you wanted to wear red to an interview, wear it. You
yeah,
know?
I have an interview
depends
today.
Depends where you're going.
Really? That's why, yeah.
So that's why you dressed
up. It's the only
up
reason why I'm dressed up today, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Well, at least you have a reason to.
I know.
You know?
It's so funny. We're like, don't wear red to an interview. And I'm like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, right? You just broke that rule.
Literally. Oops, my bad.
Well, what kind of a job is it? Maybe if you're not going to be an office worker,
no,
then red
it's not.
Is okay.
I don't really know what the job title is, and I'm praying he's not a creep.
Right.
I've already met him, and he was cool, but I also kind of don't know if he's a creep or not. Like, if this is this really a job interview, or are you just like looking for an excuse?
Isn't that a shitty thing? To have
it's
to
like
deal
yeah,
with,
and I just
know?
Don't. It's too early in the morning. Like, I've been up since 5:45. I'm like, if this isn't legit, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Right. I don't know why fucking people do this, you know, but why should women have to deal with that? That's what I'm asking.
Like, just do I have the job or not?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like simple and
I'm
easy,
fucking
right?
Coming to get a job. But men think about sex all the time.
I know. And what I told him about all the horrible job interviews I've been to, like how they've all been involved around sex. And he's like, oh, you don't have to worry about that with me. But then, like, I got the hand on the thigh after that. So I'm like, I'm already fucking worried about it. Yeah.
You got a hand on the thigh?
Yeah. So I don't know, Sam. I think this might be a waste of my time. But at this point, I have nothing to lose because I'm so done not working.
But why is that? I don't understand.
I don't
how you can't find a job.
I mean, either. I've never had this issue before in my life. In Boston, it took me all of 2 seconds to find a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, like anytime I was like, this isn't working out or whatever. Or I'd be at my jobs for long periods of time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, LA hasn't exactly worked out for you.
No. No.
I mean, you were crying about friends and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
Which I don't care about. That I don't care about. I'm more concerned about money and my
so
career.
So now, when you moved here, were you like, do you think you were running away from something?
Yeah, probably. All my problems.
Probably.
And my dad said, he
but
goes,
they
hey.
Follow with you, right?
That's exactly what my dad said. He goes, you can pack your bags and you can move across the country, but you're still going to have your problems.
Exactly.
And I was like, bye, Dad. See ya.
Yeah.
And he was right, except my problems actually got progressively worse.
Right, you have different problems now.
Yeah. So, what can you do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to keep trying here? Or
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my lease is up in August, so hopefully I can get my shit together before then.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I mean, I would say just the logical thing is... look for a bigger variety of jobs, maybe,
right,
or something.
Well, I
be
apply for everything.
Anything. Yeah.
Receptionist, personal assistant, working with animals at a kennel. Like, you name it, I've applied for it.
Really?
I can't even get a fucking call back for a kennel.
Wow.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
What the fuck?
I know. I don't get it. So hopefully this guy can give me a job and he's not a creep.
Yeah.
So.
What about the restaurants don't bite?
Well, I went to I went to a club last week.
Right.
And I thought it went well.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm most likely going to have you train 2 days next week, but I'm doing more interviews and I haven't heard anything back and it's Tuesday. So I was thinking about maybe sending a text and like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Well, if he hasn't contacted you, you don't need to write anything.
Yeah, I think so.
It never works like that, you know? I don't think it does. I don't think it does. It doesn't for me.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually done a follow up.
No, I mean, because you can't call everybody or write everybody to say, oh, sorry.
Sorry, you didn't get the job.
Right. So just when you don't get a call back, you know.
Right.
So what's the point in calling?
You and know I figured I mean? He would probably do that by like yesterday.
Yeah.
Like on a Monday, like right. when the schedule went out.
Right. Yeah, don't assume like he forgot or he's putting it on hold. No.
No.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out either.
I don't know. I mean, you really...
I almost feel like the people that I've been surrounded around, like, and people that I say, like, hey, like, I've got a Skype interview or I'm going to a casting call or I have a job interview. I feel like the people that I've been hanging out with and telling my personal business to are the ones putting a hex on me.
You think so?
Because anytime I open my mouth about something before I actually go, it doesn't work out. I'm like, okay, so someone that I've been, like, chilling with is fucking with me.
Oh.
Yeah, I believe
in
that.
Is that what you think?
I believe in that voodoo type shit. Because my personality is awesome. There's no way I'm not getting a call back.
Yeah.
Especially for something like a nightclub. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, I'm trying to think where else, you know, your personality would be an asset, you know?
I know.
In entertainment, I mean, I think anything in entertainment.
I know, except for porn.
Yeah, don't do porn.
No, def not.
Not you, that's not you.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. You.
My dad would literally never talk to me again.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that happens with most porn actresses, but, you know, some of them do it anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't care. And I don't even think porn stars get paid that much anymore. Like, I don't think it's like how it was back in the day. Like,
no.
I think like now, I think there was a chart. I forget who I was talking to, but she was explaining to me, because she's a porn star, that it's like $750 for anal and like $500 for regular sex and like $300 for a blowjob. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No one is sticking their dick in my ass for $750.
Exactly. And to show it to the rest of the world forever? What are they, crazy?
Like, literally, my face will be associated with a dick in my ass for $750.
Right.
That's not even $1,000. That's not even $1,000.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you have to be fucked up to get into porn, but I think...
I think most people are fucked up, though.
But I think that you got to have some issues if you go into it. Because it's not something that's acceptable in society. You know?
I know.
So you cast yourself out from the beginning, and then they wonder why they can't integrate back into society.
I know.
You know? And it doesn't matter that people enjoy porn. You know? I mean, just because I enjoy porn doesn't mean I think it's a good idea to get into it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But what do I know, right? So let people do it.
Because even on reality TV, if you think about it, like even the show that I did, Bad Girls Club, you have to partially be a little bit fucked up to get cast on that show.
Yeah.
Like I'm a little fucked up, but not in the sense that I'm going to put a dick in my mouth for money, but I still have my own issues, you know?
Right.
And people that I've been on shows with, I'm like, wow, these bitches are fucked. Like you guys got some issues.
Yeah, you know, I mean, who opens up like that?
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Judy was on the show. I'll try to get her to be a guest on the show one day. But you'll know when she comes to California, we'll have her in here and you'll just be like, wow, she's issue filled, but she's entertaining. Like to watch her is entertaining. Even in real life, no cameras rolling. So imagine when the cameras are rolling. I'm like, wow, this bitch is really lost her mind a few years ago. So everyone has problems.
That's true. What about a job like on a ship or something, you know? Have you considered that?
First of all, I just told you I would never go on a cruise, but let me go ahead and get on a ship. Yeah. That sounds exactly...
I don't remember that part, sorry.
That sounds exactly what I want to do.
Something fun, you know?
No, definitely not.
Be a cruise director or something. I don't know.
No.
I don't know what to tell you,
I don't know what to tell myself.
I've never been so stumped before.
Me neither. I was thinking about it last night. I was like, because I went home... I went to the gym and then I got home, I ate, and then I was on my computer sending my resume and I was like, what's the point? Why am I even bothering? I feel like you need to know someone to get a job out here.
Yeah.
Like even my roommate, she works at like a dentist office, but she knew the guy that owns the dentist office. It's not like she just walked into the office and applied. He just was like, hey, I need somebody, and she got the job.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that's an interesting job. That might not be bad, huh?
She hates it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To work in the dental office?
Yeah, and you work like 12 hours a day.
Yeah, well, you don't necessarily have to like it at this point.
No.
You better do something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Unfortunately so. Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Well, what can you do, man? I don't know. I keep wishing the best to you, but I don't have any answers. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's unusual that someone can't find a job doing anything, you know,
in such a large city. And I've gone to like cities. I've been to Hawthorne. I've been to Sherman Oaks. I've been to Encino. I've been to Woodland Hills. Anywhere you can name, I've been, and I still don't have a fucking job.
Well, like, what about a Starbucks or something?
No.
No? You're not going to do that?
No.
Okay, so you see.
First of all, they're racist. I'm not going to work for a racist company.
Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
Just because a couple people did some shit, you know, doesn't mean the whole company is.
Don't care. You hired them.
All right, so how about Coffee Bean?
No. Nope.
Why?
I'd work in a gym.
Okay, but what if they don't think you're appropriate for the gym?
Because I'm too fat?
No, because are you in shape?
No.
Okay, that's what I mean.
But you don't have to be in shape to work at the gym.
I would never think of you as fat. Come on.
No, but you don't have to be in shape to work at the gym. Like, if you're working in the front, you're just beeping people in. Like, beep, beep. Okay, and this is our...
Well, how many jobs like that do you have, you know? I mean, it's not a lot.
Yeah, and the person that works the front is probably like a college student getting paid
$10. Have you tried anyway, though?
For a gym?
Those? Yeah.
I applied for one gym because it seemed interesting and it was part-time. And I was like, ooh, that works with me being on the radio in the morning. And then they still didn't even call me back. I'm like, fuck y'all. Like, are you kidding? So that didn't work out.
Enough for the job shit, okay? Yeah.
Moving right along.
Yeah. People are talking about the white hat that Melania wore yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
I guess the French president is here with his wife, Macron. Mm. So Melania was wearing all white. And they're saying their outfit is about $2,000 Michael Kors collection, belted asymmetric crepe blazer and skirt suit.
The whole outfit is $2,000 or each piece is $2,000?
I think the whole outfit is $2,000 and then the hat, I don't know how much that costs, but it's pretty kind of an unusual hat, you know, it's like a fedora type of thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got to tell you, man. I always felt she was beautiful and I still...
I mean, she's not ugly.
She's not ugly. She's beautiful. She's
I don't look at her and say, wow, you're ugly. You know? I just feel bad for her. She just looks so miserable.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't look like a happy human being.
No.
Like, have we ever seen her smile?
I don't know.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen any footage of her smiling.
That's true, right? She always looks like...
I mean, what? I wonder how they started dating. Like, how that even... Do you think before... Because, I mean, he never... I don't think his whole life he thought he was going to be president. I think it was kind of like a spur of the moment, I'm going to run for president type thing.
No, look, he's planned at it for a while, but that's...
But how long
point.
Have they been married?
They've been married a while, I would say, maybe 15 years.
Okay, yeah. So, but when they first got married, I'm sure he wasn't like, I'm going to be president one day.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is what she thought that she was signing up for.
No, but she was signing up. She was a young immigrant. And
now she got her papers.
And he's like this tycoon, real estate tycoon, famous.
Do they have any kids together?
I think at that point, you know, anybody would have done the same thing.
Yeah, in her position.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame her, but I mean, she probably didn't expect that this is where her marriage and her life was going to take her.
I didn't think so.
Now she's like full blown in the spotlight. Everything she does is going to be a big deal. She's probably like, what the hell?
Yeah.
She can't be herself, probably.
No. She's in the public eye and she doesn't seem to be comfortable with it,
mm-hmm.
especially when many people don't like her husband.
Yeah.
You know, but look, she's stuck there. Where's she going to go, you know?
Nowhere.
Yeah.
But she can't divorce him until after he's out of the presidency. And if that ends
or
up...
Or you'd have her killed.
Yeah,
right?
Literally. Some CIA shit. he would freak. But yeah. I don't think he's really into her either. Like, he doesn't look like he's, like, really into... Like, they have no chemistry whatsoever.
Mm.
At all. Like, when they're standing next to each other, it looks like they both are cringing inside. Like, I can't believe I'm standing next to this bitch. Oh, I can't believe I'm standing next to this piece of shit. That's, like, literally what they look like.
Probably is what they're thinking.
I wonder if it was the last time they had sex. Very, very, very long time ago.
I don't know. I don't care. You know? I mean, yeah. She's beautiful. He's not. Let's put it that way.
He's never been good looking.
He hasn't aged very well.
No.
Well, when he was younger, he seemed pretty.
I don't remember what he looked like when he was younger. I've only seen him in this state.
On TV, they showed sometimes.
Oh, really?
But yeah, they show some footage and stuff. But
does he have any brothers or sisters?
I don't think so.
He's the only child?
Because they never mentioned
no,
him,
never,
right?
Yeah.
No, so he probably doesn't.
So he's an only child. Or that probably explains it.
Part of the government, too.
Yeah, right. Who knows? That's why I get uncomfortable when people ask me like political questions and stuff. I'm like, I plead the fifth because like I feel like we're all being listened to. I just don't want anything to do with it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, if they come for me tomorrow, I don't want them to have any evidence, right?
Right, exactly. All I said was Trump was ugly. That was it. don't kill me for that.
Yeah, leave me alone.
So, yeah.
So you heard about the Toronto shooting yesterday?
It wasn't a shooting.
Minivan attack. Yeah, it plowed into the crowd. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm saying shooting is because
there was another shooting.
No, but the suspect told the cop, shoot me in the head. And that's what I'm reading. So shooting.
Oh, really?
But yeah, so the cop told him to lie down, to get down. And he wouldn't. He says, shoot me. And the cop refused.
What was his nationality?
So what
do you know?
Saying, it sounds... I don't know. Maybe he's American, but he sounds like he has an Armenian name, maybe. Let me see what his name is. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know that it is. I'm just saying that it sounds like it. Let's see.
Because they're calling it a terrorist attack, like he did it on purpose.
Alek Minasian.
I have no idea what nationality that is.
Yeah. Usually when you have...
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell me what
I
he looks
I
like.
I saw it. No, I don't know. I'm not seeing it
Oh,
now.
It's not on there?
Right. But at any rate, 10 people died, 15 were injured.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was like a work van, too. Like, it had like a logo and everything on it.
Yeah.
So that's weird. I don't know if he was like on the job and then decided I'm
No, I think he rented it. Didn't he rent it?
Maybe.
It sounded like he rented...
Because I know it said rider on the side of the van, but that's Canadian. So I don't know if that could be like a rental company or something. But
it is.
Yeah. That's awful. Can you imagine just like walking to Starbucks or like Coffee Bean and some psychopath just like decides to run up on the curb?
Right.
Ugh. It's awful.
It is. And mowing people down. And, you know, so, but the interesting thing about the story they're saying is that the cop was, he didn't actually shoot. The guy was telling him, I have a gun in my pocket.
Yeah.
The cop says, I don't care. Get down.
I did see the video footage of that, actually.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Somebody did an iPhone video of it.
And they were, like, trying to lean down just in case he, like, started shooting. Right. But they were still trying to film it. Right. But, yeah, the guy kept saying, shoot me. And the cop was like, get on the ground, dude. I'm not going to shoot you.
Yeah.
Probably because, like, every terrorist probably hopes to die.
Yeah, he wanted to suicide by cop.
Yeah, exactly. Because do you really want to go to jail and like be waterboarded and stuff? Probably not.
Right.
If that actually happens. I don't know if that actually happens.
Waterboarding? Well, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah,
if they're trying to get more information, like if you have people that are like infiltrating or whatever the case. I don't know how terrorism works, but I've seen a lot of movies and that's usually how it goes.
I know. We see a lot of fucking movies. That's where we learn all our culture.
Right.
That's funny.
And then there was the Waffle House shooting with the guy who was naked.
Yeah, was that in Tennessee or something?
I don't know what state it was in, but he rolled up naked and started killing people. He just got caught yesterday, I think.
Yeah. He was naked?
He was completely naked.
Really?
Yeah, slung out.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Men are so shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's so fucked up, man.
Has there ever been like a woman terrorist? I don't think so, right?
There have been. I don't know if in America, but...
Oh, a couple years ago in California. Remember? It was like that guy and his girlfriend. Yeah, it was that guy and his girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, that was... It's so funny. These things happen and then we never know what happens after.
Right.
Like, how did that end?
Well, maybe you can look it up and see. I don't know.
No, thanks. I care, but I don't care enough to, like, look it up.
Yeah, I know. It's too much work, right?
That's awful.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the sad thing about today. It's, like, you like to read about it, but then once they start reporting about it, it's just kind of like, okay, we're done reporting about it.
Right.
So we tend to not care anymore.
Well, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shit, I'm coughing a lot today, man. I don't know what it is, but...
It's the cigarettes.
Yeah, but today it's worse than...
It feels like the AC's on in the building. So maybe that's why?
I don't know. Oh, you know what happened to me in the elevator? I fucking... Like in the lobby, mm-hmm. I get into the elevator. I press 4. It doesn't go up. And then suddenly...
It's in the basement.
Boom! The whole fucking thing started shaking.
Oh, no.
The whole elevator went up and down, up and down. Like, bam, 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 bam. What the fuck is that?
This morning?
This morning.
Oh, hell no.
You would have freaked out.
Yeah, I would have freaked out for sure. And that just means something bad is about to happen. The door wouldn't
open, yeah. And then it just went up. Then it started going up.
Maybe that means something good is going to happen in your life today.
Why?
Were you the only person
that?
In the elevator?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe something, you know, freaky is going to happen, but good.
Freaky and good?
Yeah, sometimes when you're in your own mini earthquake, that means something freaky is going to happen, but a good freaky.
Oh, wow.
Maybe you should buy a lotto ticket today.
I just hope nobody gets hurt
stuck?
In this elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it's not me.
Well, I'll take the stairs.
I know. I hope it's not me and I miss my job interview.
Yeah, I've been stuck in elevators before. In fact, when we were downtown, we were on the 36th floor.
Oh.
And I got stuck somewhere in the 16th floor, but it's called the... EZ, which is the express zone, and what happens there is the doors, there's no doors between the on the floors, because it, like, if you notice in some very tall buildings, the elevator will start at the 15th floor, yeah, and then it'll go up, right?
Right, 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 right.
So all that area, it doesn't stop.
Oh,
there's no,
no
doors.
Uh-uh.
So you're just stuck there.
What do they think that's like a fire hazard or a dangerous hazard? Because what if something was going on and there's no way to save people?
Well, but sometimes you can't save them through the doors either,
yeah,
you know? I'm sure they have ways to rescue people, but it's scary shit, you know?
Yeah.
And they knew right away because it's a controlled building and everything, so they called me in the elevator there. And, back then we had cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
But no iPhones yet. So it was just a regular cell phone, but I did have a
right.
phone. But at any rate...
And so even so, this is the only elevator that I know has service in the elevator. Most elevators, once you get inside, you have zero service. So having a cell phone is completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
But you can call the emergency box.
Right. Well, what I did... So, no, they actually started talking to me because I guess under controls, they saw the elevator was stuck.
How long were you stuck in there for?
So I ended up just sitting down using my laptop for a while. And then I realized, you know, it's taking you guys too fucking long.
Right.
So finally, I think... I don't know, what seemed like half an hour.
Right.
I called 911. I said, you know, send the fire department.
Right.
Here. So by the time I got down, I guess the elevator, they fixed it. It came down, and then I see the fire truck outside, too.
Oh, well.
Like, oh, fuck.
It's their problem, not yours.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
So were you only stuck in there for like an hour? Or like
half
how long?
An hour, maybe.
Yeah, I'd freak out.
Right, yeah.
I'd freak out.
I was
out.
Alone. It was... maybe 9 o'clock in the evening or something.
Oh, no. And yeah. Nighttime?
And nighttime.
Yeah.
But you see, but they have security and shit like that,
yeah.
So they know. But still, you know, being that high, man, I remember we had an earthquake once. Thought I was going to fucking die, man. You know, the elevators stop working. Everything shuts down in the building.
When there's an earthquake.
Right.
Yeah, I think if there's an earthquake, you're supposed to be like on lower levels. I think those are safer.
Right, but
yeah.
How are you going to get there?
Yeah. Run down the stairs.
Exactly. That's what everybody else is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to be a little panic there.
Mm-hmm.
And while the earthquake is going on. But you know, I got to tell you, what happens is, the first thing is people just sort of freeze, you know. You don't know what to do.
Right.
Right? When an earthquake happens, I'm just like, come on, let's stop it. Let's stop. Relax. Calm down. Let's stop.
Touch, relax. There was an earthquake a couple summers ago in Boston, and that was weird.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't like a big one, but like everyone was talking about it because it's like, when the hell does the East Coast ever get an earthquake?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
I know. I don't like earthquakes too, but we're stuck here with them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
At a certain point, I'm thinking I should probably move away from L.A., you know?
I mean,
I've lived here 40 years. What the fuck?
Yeah,
you know?
So why move away now?
Well, during those 40 years, I lived in a couple places for a year, one place, a year, another. But for the most part, I've lived in L.A. for 40 years. And the reason to leave is because I want something different.
Right.
I want
like, what are you thinking?
New.
You want snow now?
No, but something like a... Colorado or something,
right.
Maybe Texas,
yeah,
maybe Florida. I don't know, something like that.
I mean, yeah, you could do your radio station anywhere you are. So.
Well, yeah, but that's gonna be. I'm not gonna take the station with me, you know.
What,
I don't.
Would
have
you
to
sell
do,
it?
It's not the only thing I can do in my life. I'm
yeah.
sure. Yeah, I would sell it and do something else, you know.
You can move to paradise with your boys.
I'm not moving to fucking... That's where people go to die. Are you out of your mind? Those fucking rednecks, man. I mean, I don't believe they fucking...
Like, yeah, I don't know how they like it out there. It just sounds like it's super boring. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like LA, but I do need like a vacation. Like, I wouldn't mind like going away for like 2-3 weeks and just be like, see ya, be back like in a month.
Yeah.
It's just like nice sometimes to take a break. Like, even when I went home and it was snowing and there was blizzards, it was nice to just have a break.
You need a break. Yeah. I'm the first one to say that. And probably, like I told you, I might actually go for a few days. I've been talking so much about it, but I had to cancel my Hawaii trip and all that shit. So, but I'm still not over the fact that I need to relax a little bit.
Well, you still can go to Hawaii. Just do it at a different time.
Yeah, but I need a break now.
That's go like for the long weekend.
But I need a break now.
Like at this very moment.
At this very moment. Like, I'm leaving in a fucking couple days. And I'll update you as to where the fuck I am. But I'm not sure yet. But no, I need the break. I really do, you know. I mean, look, I stay up so late working. Get up in the morning, do the same. And look, I love this work. I love my business. I love the fact that for 10 years, I'm still not tired of it.
Right.
I love it. I'm full of energy.
Which is hard to come by because a lot of people hate what they do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So at the same time, I feel that I need a break, though, from all this thinking.
Right.
You know, from screens, looking at screens, shit like that. So we'll see. So now I have to choose between the mountains or the desert. And the mountains are very cold right now. I was thinking of going to Mammoth Lakes.
I've never heard of that. Where's that?
That's where there's a lot of skiing, but it's like Central California up on the mountains.
So it's like 8 hours away?
No, this one's actually less. Maybe 3 hours or something. But no, I was just going to take a road trip around California and go to
that'd be kind of cool.
Lake Tahoe and then to Sacramento and places like that, right? But the problem is it's very fucking cold there still.
Right.
I'm seeing like 30 degrees at night. I'm like, why would I do that?
Right.
I'm not a skier or anything, you know, and it's probably still got snow or whatever there. But it's beautiful country, you know?
Right.
You have Yosemite Park and National Park and all that. So it's pretty cool. But I thought maybe I should go somewhere warmer. So now I'm thinking Arizona, but that's too hot. So what the fuck do you do, you know? So we'll see. I might...
But, Arizona would be cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, the Southwest, there's just so many places I want to see.
What's that?
In Arizona.
What's that popular...
Sedona?
Is that where people take their boats? Where do people take
their
boats?
Oh, Lake Havasu City.
Okay, yeah, I want to go there.
Yeah, that's cool. That's not far from here at all.
Yeah, I feel like that's close because when we were filming Bad Girls Club, we went there, but I had like my monthly friend and I just checked out. So I couldn't even really experience it, but I want to go back like on an actual like party.
Is that
note.
Where the London Bridge is? Do you see the London Bridge there?
Oh, I have no clue. Yeah, I was like not even mentally on that trip. So, okay. Yeah. But I mean, they got us like a little cabin. It's like really like townsy. Yeah. Like, I remember we went to one bar one night, and I was like, ew, everyone here is ugly.
Yeah, it is kind of a place like that, I think.
But it could have been fun. Like, they had drinks, like, for $5 that were, like, these huge tubs, and you put, like, 5 straws in them, and you just, like, all get super fucked up. It just seems like a good time.
That's one thing about the smaller places. They're a lot cheaper than L.A.
That's why I need to find a job, and I also need to find girls that I can do that type of shit with.
Right.
Like, the girls that I know right now, I can't do that type of shit with them. Like, all the girls I can do that with are in Boston. Like,
Well, you've taken quite a step, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You got to make it work somehow.
I know.
You're here already.
See, I don't mind being by myself, but there's some times where I'm like, okay, it'd be nice to have some company. Like,
I agree with you. There's a lot of acquaintances, not good enough friends, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. I'm finding that out, you know, every once in a while. It's like you think, oh, maybe we can be really cool friends. And then you go, well, I'd rather stay alone.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly. It was good for like a week. Thanks, though. Bye. I'll see you around.
Yeah.
Or maybe I won't. Either way, don't care. Bye.
Exactly. See you later. Ghost on you. Yeah, I'm going to ghost on your ass. Yeah. So, George H.W. Bush
is now in the hospital.
In the hospital. And you know what? Usually with shit like this, you don't come back home. Mm-hmm. Just like his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She maybe he's dying from a broken heart.
Maybe. But they're saying he's got some kind of an infection or something. but I'm sure that he is gonna leave us soon.
Mm.
He's 93 years old.
I mean, that's a good life.
It is.
She was 92,
it's a full
right?
Life, right.
Yeah.
It's a full life. Can't complain at all. That's why you don't, you know, cry so much when they die at this age, because
I feel like you still cry just as hard.
Well, yeah, no, I don't.
But
think
not
so.
As much as if someone that died at like 60, 65,
right. or yeah, or at a much younger age,
right,
too. You know,
right.
Because at this point you feel okay, so they lived a full life.
Right.
They don't need to suffer anymore. You get really old. You can't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. No, everybody says I don't want to get that old, you know, to the point where I can't do shit for myself.
Yeah, I mean, everyone says that. But then when the time comes, you're like, okay.
Right, because you don't have a choice. What are you going to do, kill yourself?
All right.
Yeah, so you just go along with it.
And not only that, I feel like some people say that, and then when you get to that age and you have grandkids and stuff, you're gonna be like, all right, well, I don't want to go.
Yeah, plus we're programmed to want to stay alive as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like all living things are like that, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But the will to survive and the courage and shit that people go through to stay alive is unbelievable sometimes, you know.
Right.
And that's like an inborn thing I think we have.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody tells you I want to die, then obviously something's not okay with them, because
right.
That's not how we're supposed to be wired.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
And it's really depressing to see so many people suffering
mm-hmm.
from depression. And I see that a lot. And people are not functioning, or they try to function and their fucking life is a mess because of mental illness, depression, bipolar.
Yeah, even the guest we had a couple of weeks ago.
That, yeah.
Like, has taken over her entire life.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, right? The
mm-hmm.
bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can happen, you know, but people deep inside, they want to stay alive. They want to be happy, but not everybody gets to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. We come here for different journeys, you
mm-hmm.
know? You don't know what somebody...
different purposes, yeah.
Right. You don't know what somebody else here is for. And besides, other people's problems always seem worse than yours, you know? So... you can just relax and say, count your blessing and say, thank God it's not worse.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, it could always be worse, I feel.
Right. Yeah. So, YouTube had to take down 8 million videos
Jeez.
Between October and December for violating its guidelines. The majority of the videos were spam, were people trying to upload adult content.
Oh, like porn.
Right.
Oh.
People are trying to upload porn to YouTube. What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, that's
Why?
Kind of hard because they can... I feel like when you upload, they can even tell when you're swearing. Because some of the videos that I upload, I can't monetize because I swear too much.
Really?
Or if I talk about... like, there was one that was like, fun fact, I never have.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, I never have sex. And I can't make any money off of it.
Wow.
Because it's not suitable for most viewers.
Right, right.
So I'm like, that's kind of weird that they were able to even upload anything that had sex in it.
Right.
Because I feel like they'd be able to, like...
Well, but if people talk and, you know, and stuff, it's part of life. You can't just block everything that has to do with sex. Besides, what about sex education and, you know, and things like that?
Well,
so,
I think those videos might be different. Like, if it's a sex educational video and it's like, okay, and when you get to puberty...
But what if you ask, like, what's the sex of your dog? You know, what, is that going to, like, get flagged, you know?
No.
But you don't know, because if they flag certain words... That's going to...
Yeah, I guess so.
Well,
I guess
know?
So. I don't know how it works. I don't know how... Like, sometimes I upload videos, I'm like, how do they even, like, know what I'm talking about?
They do. Or, like, when you put up music that's not yours.
Right.
They right away will tell you and take it off.
And you can't get any money.
No.
If you have... If you even... There was a Christmas video that me and Gabby did, and we were singing along to Christmas songs,
uh-huh.
and can't monetize it.
Really?
Yeah, and it has, like, 100,000 views. I'm like, fuck. Damn it. I guess if it's like 5 seconds or less, you can have it. If
really?
It's over 5 seconds, you can't monetize the video. I don't know if those are the exact numbers, but it's a certain, like a certain number of seconds. If you go over that, it's called copyright infringement.
I know, but I thought that applies to any length of playing. You can't do any of it.
No.
We have license here for songs we play between shows, but they have certain restrictions too. You know?
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
You have to get like the... people to sign paperwork too that they approve that you can play the song on your radio, right?
Well, no, you just get like an umbrella license.
Oh,
so you pay the company. It's like an association almost.
Gotcha.
That pays the artist and it collects the money.
Gotcha.
So we pay for a subscription, and then they
They play the music.
They compensate the artists or whatever.
Gotcha, that makes sense. General. So you don't have to do all the legwork,
I don't know how they know, but they do it, you know. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, man. It really is.
It's all fucking bullshit, you know.
Uh-huh.
But what can you do? Look, other people create stuff. They need to be compensated for it, you know.
There was a beauty guru that used, like, techno music of a popular DJ. I forget what the DJ was, but he's really popular, and he sued her for, like, $3 million.
Really?
Yeah, but I mean, she has like, she's making like $40,000 a month off YouTube because she has so many subscribers. But he sued her because in all her beginning videos, she was using his music.
Wow!
And he's like, you didn't have the rights to that.
Yeah,
I'm like, come on, man. She's putting you on,
right?
Like, are you really need that extra $3 million?
But that's not the point. The point is, look, there's so much shit on the internet. Doesn't mean you can just reach out and use it as your own.
I know. That's a crazy thing. You can't use any music as your own.
Because think about it. If you created something like your YouTube videos or whatever, mm-hmm. and somebody else was making money off of it.
Right.
It would bother you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 110%.
Yeah, so they need to get your approval. And it's the same thing with songs. That's why I don't download illegal songs. I subscribe to Spotify and let them pay the artists.
I download even illegal songs all the time.
Yeah. Well, you're from that generation. You guys think everything is free.
You do YouTube to MP3, and then you convert the MP3 file to your iTunes, and then boop, there you go. It's for free. But now I have Apple Music on my phone, so I actually don't do that anymore unless I'm using a video. I need like music for a video on my computer. Other than that, I just use Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
my neck hurts. Sorry, that's why.
But if you use music for your videos, it's going to get flagged.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get some.
Unless it's Instagram. Even Instagram now, when you upload like a 1 minute video and use somebody else's song,
right.
It'll delete it, and then you just sign your signature and say I have the rights to this song.
Really, and it puts it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, everyone that's signing that doesn't have rights to that song.
Right.
Everyone just signs anyway, though.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Sue everyone in America?
No.
Exactly. For a 1 minute video, makeup video, or like stupid clip, like.
Yeah, but if you make money off of it, they could try and get the money back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not popular enough to be.
But just think about it, because you want to be popular, and if you do, then all this shit's going to go to waste.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You can get music where you pay for it like a one-time thing, and then you can use it as much as you want.
Right.
It's not going to be the famous songs you hear on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but if you need some music, you can get what they call royalty-free music, where you still pay for it,
right?
But you pay like $40-$50 for something nice,
right?
And then you can use it however you want, wherever you want,
right?
And you have music. Who says you have to play all these songs you love? You know, what's the point? What's
the point? To listen people to love? The songs you love.
I know, but why do it on video when you're trying to monetize a fucking YouTube video?
Oh yeah, no, I don't do
play
it on
that
my
music on your own time.
Yeah, but who knew that us singing Christmas songs would be an issue?
That's true.
Now we know. Now I know not to do it again. But after when I uploaded it, I was like, we're not going to get in trouble for this because we're singing over it. But nope. Like we weren't even like, we didn't even embed it. It was just playing in the background,
yeah.
like off my phone, really? And they still wouldn't monetize the video. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's
See,
cool.
that's the thing, man. They got to be strict about these things because people steal all the time.
Yeah.
And intellectual property is so easy to steal.
Yeah. Like I did, remember how I told you I did the green screen videos and I was doing a thing called Danny Code?
Yeah.
There was some guy in Boston that used to film my videos for me. And he took it and did Boston Code. And I fucking freaked the fuck out on him. I'm like, you can't, like, I just hired you to film my shit and you're going to take my idea and do it with a bunch of people in Boston. I mean, his shit didn't go anywhere. It never popped. Like, but still, like,
people do this.
It was the end of our relationship. I stopped using him. We don't talk anymore. I'm like, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, no.
No, I've been through this several times where people stole ideas or, you know, anything from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it one bit.
No, it's the worst.
It's the worst, man. When people, and then they try and pass it off as though they're
brilliant. Yeah, like it was your idea. I'm like, did you sit down? Did you come up with that? No, you didn't. Like
brilliant.
I mean, mine wasn't brilliant. Mine was a bite off of, it was like a spoof of MTV's Girl Code, but I made it my own. I called it Danny Code. But still, are you going to really copy the fact that I wanted to do a spoof off of a show and try to do Boston Code? And the people he got on the show had no personality at all. And I was like, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Suck my left titty. Bye.
Yeah.
He sucks.
Yeah. People are, they don't give a shit. You know? It's like, yeah, I'm, look at me, I'm a visionary. I came up with a radio station, blah, blah, blah. After we had fucking existed for 5-10 years, people come up with the shit, you know?
Right, right.
And it's like, how can he possibly say that? You're nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. So I don't think they're ever going to make anything big out of this because they're not creative people. They mm-hmm. copy other people.
Right, right.
So there you go.
And you can't survive forever copying other people because it takes a lot to be a creative human being.
Yeah.
And you can't have that overnight. Like, even if you copy other people's ideas, you're never going to be able to come up on with anything on your own.
Yeah.
So.
And you always do it behind and after the innovator does.
Exactly.
So, you know. But to each his own, you know. I mean, if people want to toot their own horn and claim they created whatever they created, that's fine with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I have so many ideas for reality shows. I'm just petrified to tell anyone about them because I'm like, okay, what happens if they just... Because all you got to do is, like, change 5%.
Yeah.
And then they can take the entire idea.
Yeah, right.
So I've just been, like, I have a notebook full of, like, show concepts and show pilots and really good ones, too. Like, things that I could think I would make a lot of money off of and I just don't know what to do with them. Because I just don't trust anybody.
To professionals.
I have. And she's like, hey, listen, this is... I talked to somebody at NBC because I still have like a relationship with her from when I did Bad Girls Club. And she's like, it's so easy for somebody to just... Even if I copyrighted my idea, if somebody changed it by like 5%, it's a wrap.
They could claim it
though. Yeah, so it's like, why even copyright it at that point?
Yeah.
If you can still take my shit.
That's true.
Yeah. And not only that, like, say you come up with like the most brilliant idea, like How I Met Your Mother, that comedy show.
Right.
Like, if you came up with that and somebody, a network was like, I want to pick this up, they're going to pay you like $10,000 and that's it. You never get another penny ever again for your idea.
Really?
I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So even if it goes on for 20 seasons and makes millions of dollars, you only make that $10,000.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's the point?
Yeah, that's why when people first sign on, they're unknown. They don't know. They'll take anything.
Anything, and they think it's a big deal. And then all of a sudden, they're like, wow, I fucked myself.
Right.
Yeah.
Now I'm stuck with these.
That's why if someone told me, it's like, if you have a good idea, you gotta get sponsorships and you got to be your own producer. That way no one can ever take you off the show. Nope, my idea and I'm the producer.
Yeah. Boop, boop. No, that's what I would tell you, too. And especially in the world today, when there's so much competition, you see that... Repeatedly we see with our guests that people that take their own charge, their own initiative,
right,
you know, rather than go and beg other people to hire them, they create their own shit,
right,
you know?
exactly yeah. So
tomorrow we're gonna have a big filmmaker. She's gonna come in and talk about a new movie with Minnie Driver. And
Minnie Driver, why does that sound so familiar?
Because she's been in many movies.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm and trying then, to put a face. She's got curly hair.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
And right. Then Marissa Tomei, you know her?
Mm-mm.
No?
I could probably Google her.
My cousin Vinny.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
So, I mean, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
And she did a movie with them.
They're older now, though, director. So it has to be like... It must be like an older concept. Like.
But I don't know what it is, really. We'll see.
That's cool. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. So, tomorrow. And it's a woman filmmaker, too. So, that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. We support those...
Hashtag, I know.
Hashtag me too.
I
know all these fucking hashtags, man. But you got to hear this. A woman was carried. Okay. So this woman had an apple on her flight. Okay.
Like she ate an apple?
She ate an apple.
Okay.
On a Delta flight.
Okay.
Because they gave her an apple. It was in the bag of Delta Airlines with the logo.
Snackies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
So she tries to get into the U.S. with this apple, and they go, wait a minute, you can't bring fruit and shit like this into the country.
Where's she from?
And they make it clear, she's American.
And she's going where?
She was going to Paris.
Okay.
So she came back from Paris.
Okay.
And they stopped her at the customs.
Yeah.
She had to pay $500
for having the apple.
Yeah, so she's suing now, and she says the agent told her, "Well, what do we have here?" They took her to the back room and look at her bag and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So he says, "Well, we have an apple. This is a civil violation." So what I'm saying is, she told him. She says, "I got it on the plane, you know."
Right.
But Delta says, and the customs say, that you're not supposed to take it off the plane then.
Okay, but I feel her because I didn't know that until you told me that.
Right, I didn't
either. I wouldn't have had a clue. I would have walked off with some peanuts or pretzels.
Well, look, no, they tell you when you come back into the country on the airplane, they already give you the customs form.
Yeah.
And they tell you, they ask you, are you bringing this and this? Agriculture, have you been in touch with?
Yeah, yeah, but they don't say, hey, are you going to take our apple from the flight? That's not on that paperwork.
That's not what people think about.
Yeah, so she has every right. You go on, girl. You go ahead and sue them.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think she'll get a lot of money. She just might get her $500 back.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd be pissed if someone told me I had to pay $500. I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Right, but you'd probably be like irritated and scared if you were there and they pulled this shit.
When I got plastic surgery in Miami, me and Gabby took a flight back, but we still had like the drains in our stomach. And when we went through the like the beep, beep, beep things, they like put us in the back and interrogate us for like literally an hour and a half. And I was like, dude, we just had plastic surgery. Like, it's just like our drains. We had to like strip down, show them. Like, they thought that we were like strapped with like bombs.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that makes me feel good that they're taking their job seriously. So I didn't even care. Plus, I was super drugged up. I was like, can we just go now? Please.
So you went all the way to Florida to get a surgery? Mm-hmm. Wow. Very interesting.
And that flight back was so long.
Yeah.
Felt like the longest flight ever.
All right. Well, we are out of time, folks. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to have an awesome guest. So be sure to join us then. Danny, go ahead and knock him dead. I don't know what to say, you know.
Follow me on Instagram.
Give him hell.
XXO Danielle and wish me luck on my job interview.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking
about. Well, I've already met him. He already likes me.
Right.
But it's like, now what? Like, what's this next step? Like, what exactly do you want me to do for you?
Right. So this is like the second interview now?
Yeah, like I met him.
Okay, good. So today you'll get into detail.
Yeah. So I met him last week. And it was fine. It was like a group setting. It was like a bunch of us. And he was like, I'd like to have a meeting with you because you have a great personality. I think you could help me with sales. So I'm like, whatever. As long as he's not sketchy, I don't really care. But if I don't like the shoulder touching, I don't like the hand on the thigh type shit. Like, just don't fucking touch me. Just tell me what I'm going to be doing. And that's it. Right. And then we'll be great together.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, wish me luck.
We do. We wish you a lot of luck. But you know what? That's an idea to do... That kind of work, you know?
Sales?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a great personality for that type of stuff.
Really,
like, I went
do.
To a bar.
You have confidence, right?
Yeah. I'm just, I talk well to people. So
right.
That's what it is.
So you
like,
need
I can,
to be
I can
in sales.
Convince somebody to buy something.
I think you can. You know, just go dressed as you are today.
Yeah.
Not with a fucking hat and everything that I hate.
Actually look cute. Actually look like you didn't just go to the gym. I actually feel like I could even sell if I look like that, too.
Really?
If I really wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.